Okay, thanks for taking the time to listen to this. I'm going to make this as brief as I can. I really wanted to be able to speak this rather than just write you guys a big text or a big email because there's some important things I want to say, and I really want to be able to say it and not just write it. So thanks for taking the time to listen. You know, time is waning before my surgery on August 13th. And I see you guys so sporadically these days that, you know, this is the best way I know how to get a hold of everybody in the time frame that I have. Okay, real quick on my surgery and rehab, I don't expect to be in the dojo for the first 2 weeks. Might be more time after that. I really don't know at this point. That said, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the dojo with the dates and times for the first 2 weeks that I'm going to be out. If you could all please take a moment when you're here, sign up for some days and times so I know, you know, when we're going to be open, or if I have to tell people, hey, I don't have anybody for the day. And if that's the case, I mean, that's understandable. I know you guys are all busy, you have lives, but whatever help you can give me is really, really appreciated. So just some quick notes on teaching, as long as we're on that. When you're teaching, I want you to teach, you know, what you want to teach. All I ask is that you keep it the basic general format. So whether it's karate or aikido or jiu-jitsu, that's fine, whatever you guys want to do. But if you would, just keep it basics, you know, the same kind of stuff that we always do. Not really introducing a whole lot of new material. You can introduce material that we've been over and your take on it. I'm totally cool with that. But try not to introduce too many new things, because, you know, I don't want to come back and then, you know, not know what you guys have done. I'm sure that's not going to be the case, but just keep it basic and simple. That'll be the easiest for everybody. When you come, be prepared to teach, you know, have some notes or something. But, you know, you're going to have to be flexible, okay, because you just never know who's going to show up. Padded sparring, you know, it's fine, but I want it to be strictly supervised. So there should be one black belt sitting out of every session, watching and supervising and making sure that the environment is safe. No matter who that is, don't be afraid to speak up if people are going way too hard. Sometimes that happens. I understand that. Most of us have the ability sometimes to back ourselves down, but I understand heat of the moment, and there's some competition there. That's okay, but I need somebody to be in charge of all that. So if you happen to be the person out of that session, don't be afraid to say, "Hey, you guys are going too hard." And then if you are talked, if you're told you're going too hard, well, then ratchet it down. Okay. Also, when you run the class through drill, don't feel like you have to count in Japanese. You don't need to do that. And then try to slow down when you count. Sometimes I've noticed people count a little too fast when we're doing partner drills, and folks don't have time to catch up to you. So try to keep that try to keep your count down so that people have time to reset. During drills like push-ups and other calisthenics, things like that, things where we're trying to, you know, to burn people out, you know, you guys can do whatever you want. You know, within reason, obviously, but don't call people out by name if you see them lacking the grit or participation or determination that most of us have developed. Don't call people out by name. You'll notice that I always use open phrases like "get your butts down" or "don't let the old man beat you," but I never call one person out individually. There's no need to do that. It's kind of demeaning. You know, I don't like making one person feel bad, you know, because you don't know. Maybe somebody's having a really bad day. So just try to remember that. Course testing is different. You know, hazing individuals on the day of their test is just part of that process. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just talking about general class. Some real quick business notes on the dojo. You know, most of you have experienced, well, all of you have experienced the original Garage Dojos, different time, different place. I forced a lot of people out, as you know. You can do that when your school is a hobby and you have a full-time job, but a business, a martial arts business, well, that's very, very different. The two challenges that we face are getting people to come here, that's on me, and getting them to stay, that's on all of us. My job is to create a unique environment where people feel challenged and safe, pushed, but not pushed out and pushed beyond their limits. You know, sometimes it's tough for us to remember how difficult it is to be the new guy. That being said, I want you guys to know how much I appreciate all of you taking time with students, all the new students. I mean, I've watched all of you take people aside, really work with them during your own training time, talking with them after class. You know, all that stuff, guys, that is so huge. You know, it's really, really important that you do that it's not just me, but it comes from you. And there's a really big reason for that, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to make sure that I acknowledge the fact that, you know, I see all the good things that you guys are doing. You know, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. The reason that you've seen and will continue to see so many changes in the schedule, in the curriculum, and other aspects of the dojo is because I'm constantly trying to make this business grow and evolve. And that's a huge learning curve. I mean, I learn new things all the time. You know, and if my marketing plans work this year the way I'm hoping they will, we may reach a point where we can't accommodate everybody all at once. We might have to make some more schedule changes or things like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but we are definitely moving in the right direction. So on rank, you know, this school is extraordinarily unique in that people are white belts here for a long period of time, like years. And if I followed suit with every other school, we'd have lots of belt colors, so people would have a constant sense of achievement. That's one of the primary ways that you're supposed to retain people, but that's a line I'm not willing to cross. So if somebody decides to stay with us and they're going to be a white belt with us for a long time, you know, that takes a strong sense of self, a strong sense of commitment to their development and to the dojo. So let's not make it tougher on those people by by making fun of their rank, by making white belt jokes. Like I've heard the term white belt tears, I think, a couple of times. That's really kind of demeaning, and it just doesn't bode well for us. It makes us look bad. You know, it makes everybody look bad. So we don't want to you know, put these people down. We're just happy that they're coming and showing up. And I know that most of the time, you guys are really good about that, like I said. So just keep that in the back of your mind, okay? Furthermore, I've always given brown and black belts from different styles the option to wear their rank in our school, even though they didn't get their black belt here. You may remember Judo Bill. Offered to wear a white belt when he got here, but I saw his skill in judo. And I said, you know, I'm totally comfortable with him wearing a black belt. He's earned that, and he demonstrated that. So in my opinion, as long as you're proficient in the art that you come from and you're not an ass about it, I'm going to give you the option. You know, we may have more and more people in the future who are coming to us from different styles who have that kind of rank. People like JT, let's talk about him for a minute. So JT comes from a very traditional Shotokan background. He never did practical application like you all have. He's never sparred like you have. He's never done throws or grappling like we have. He was an instructor for many, many years. And when he got here, he didn't understand how we did things, or how we do things, I should say. Things like when we're doing practical app, and you know, and when you hit somebody who you're doing practical app with, and they're kind of supposed to play along, for lack of a better word, so that you can continue what you're doing. He didn't understand how that worked. He'd never done that. So, you know, he resisted, not knowing what the rules were. As I said, he taught for a long time. And he's told me that he forgot how to be a student because he just taught for so long. And that made him come across to some of you maybe as being a little arrogant. And he's actually not. He's actually a really humble guy. And believe me when I say this, he is just awed by all of you, and he's just really happy to be here. As a matter of fact, there's not a week that goes by that he doesn't say how grateful he is to be here and how much he respects all of you. And that's the truth. Tom Bobby is another example of that. Tom Bobby has a black belt in Aikido. He's been training for 20 years. But he refuses to wear that belt in karate because of the respect and admiration he has for all of you. After seeing some of our tests, after training with some of you guys, you know, he is inspired to try to, he wants to get his black belt here. So I want you to think about that for a minute. Tom is 70 years old. He's got fused joints, some of which from manual therapy, a fused ankle that from pins and whatnot. So, you know, I mean, that's why he limps, if you didn't know. But he is inspired by all of you, and I mean that sincerely. He wants to get his black belt because he's met all of you, you know. So that's, you know, that's an example of the kind of influence that you guys have on people, not just me. Not just me. It's the way that you talk to people. It's the way that you welcome new people. All these things that I'm saying that you've been doing, it really, really does make a difference. So never forget that. You know, also, you've all become very comfortable with each other, and that's great. I mean, we're like family, right? And so because of that, and because we've been together for so long, we tend to trash talk each other and horse around a bit during kazushi or sparring, and you know, and that's totally fine. But we have to educate people on the difference, you know. And sometimes I know that, you know, some of us get a little upset because we, you know, we don't think that things are as serious as they should be. But you know, we got to check ourselves too. So it's really a matter of educating people who haven't been here. They don't get it. You know, they don't understand our behavior because they've never experienced anything like this before. And so that's something that I need us, all of us, me included, to keep in mind. You know, one other thing I want to go over too is the fact that all of you have gotten a black belt from me, and you've earned that, and you should be proud of that. But as such, you represent not only me, but you represent each other while you're on the mat or while you're in the dojo. And your actions and your words reflect on me and everybody else who's on this thread. So that being said, there are certain behaviors that are simply unacceptable. And so that there is no misunderstanding, I'm going to give you some examples. And by the way, I'm not calling out anybody. I'm just letting you know the standard. And that's all I'm doing. Belittling or embarrassing other students with things like mansplaining or sucker punching people, especially new people when they're not expecting it, cup checks, things like that. You know, taking jokes a little too far, retaliating in anger or desperation during sparring, applying joint locks, chokes and throws with a little too much force than is necessary, or not paying heed to slow down when you're told a couple of times to slow down when you're sparring or tossing each other around. These kinds of behaviors are simply not tolerated. It's an expression of immaturity and a lack of confidence, and it makes this place dangerous. And I will not have this place more dangerous than it needs to be. So all of you, from head student down to the last person to receive your black belt here, have my permission to immediately correct any behavior of this kind at this time of this kind moving forward. So if you see it and I don't see it, whether I'm here or not, then I want you to go ahead and correct that behavior, you know, and I'll back you up. So we are the ones who make this dojo what it is. It's not just me, it's really all of you. We are the ones who make it, and we're the ones who have to protect it. And I know you guys know how I feel about all of you. You know, you're like family to me. But no one in this dojo, nobody in this dojo is above being kicked out if they're not willing to follow the rules. And those are the rules. So that is the standard for all students. And I want us all to enforce that from this day forward. You know, I don't know what the future holds for the dojo, but I do know the spirit in which I want it to continue. I think all of you do as well. Help me do that. Don't hesitate to step up and enforce the rules. Don't be afraid to say, hey, you know, would you mind if I taught on a given night, like, you know, even after I'm back on the mat. If you guys want to teach, if you want to start getting that experience, all you got to do is ask, and I will gladly step aside and let you do that. I want you all to do that. It's important for your development. It's important that you keep pulling people off the side and you know, telling them what they're doing wrong. educating them things on things like etiquette and how to address seniors, but also, you know, giving them a pat on the back once in a while because everybody needs that. And you guys, again, have been really great with all that. You know, you got to remember, it's not that people don't care. It's that a lot of times they just don't know. So these are all the things that that have been on my heart for a while to say, and I wanted to be able to say it to you and not just write it down. So thanks for giving me the time, and looking forward to seeing you on the other side of hip surgery. I love you guys. Thanks a lot.